All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. This is a blessed day the Lord has given us. Dear Lord, I thank you for everything that you've done yesterday and how you blessed the ICFM meeting. Well, bless, be in our midst and guide us to say everything that we should. Help bless every word spoken, oh Lord. And stir your people in all in your perfect will. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Lord gave me Genesis 12 again. I noticed that, I'll just read the first few verses. He said, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. The Lord our God is always dividing light from darkness, just like he did in Genesis. The plan that he had for Abraham was a great plan. And he had Abraham to remove himself from everything that would have hindered him. And then we know that Lot went with him. And we know the story how the Lord revealed the greater portion of his plan once Lot departed. He was in full obedience at that point.
Yes, because he said don't take his kindred with him.
Yeah, and Lot went with him. Lot wanted to, he tried not to, but Lot was stubborn. He wanted to go, which was good for Lot. But
not with Enron.
No, he should have stayed where he was at. But he wanted to be around the blessing. He wanted to be with him for the right reasons. It's a lot of information about our relationship with the Lord right here in these four verses. He said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. There's three attachments, three social attachments. The mindset of his father wouldn't work. The mindset of his kindred wouldn't work. And the mindset of the country definitely wouldn't work. But because Abraham came from Terah, his father had to be a man above average because he came out, he was very industrious and very wealthy. And he was a man of honor. He wanted things for the right reason. You know. There was a lot of good qualities, I believe, in his father, his kindred, and the country he was from. But for what God wanted, he had to come out. And sometimes when people are hearing the word and growing, but things that hold them back is the things that they don't drive out. As we receive light, it's very important to drive out the darkness that doesn't work. And by that I mean the word said let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Now some of the weights that hold us back, it's not really sin, but it's a weight. And then there's also sin. And it can interfere with what God wants to do. It's hard to get people on board. A mindset lasts once people are steeped in the way that they think. Mm-hmm. That's the way that they think. And they won't seek God for greater. When the Lord is trying to give us greater information,
amen.
And even as he gives us greater information,
amen.
We judge it by the old mind. Mm-hmm. And it can slow us down. And it'll cause the word to be of none effect. It causes people to be a forgetful hearer. The word, before it can be learned, it has to be received.
Yes.
We don't learn it first. We receive it. And then we experience it. And then we learn it. In that order. We believe, we receive it. And all the faith that we have is from the word we receive. We receive it, we use it, we experience it, and then we learn it. When we hear it, we believe it, and you can judge light from darkness. You can judge good and evil. You can judge, hey, this will work. And you know it'll work. But until you do it, you don't know how well it'll work. So when you receive it, it'll stick with you. Then when you act on it, that's faith. And then the experience of faith is knowledge. So when it has to be done in that order. But the interference, you'll be excited. You'll talk about it. The mindsets around you say, well, that's good. But this over here, you know, you got to consider this. And back to, and before you know it, you're right back where you started from. And you end up in forms of unbelief and doubt.
I was thinking, I know pure faith comes from your spirit. Of course, you've got to believe it with your mind, too, a lot of times to get it done. But I was thinking, you know, a lot of the promises is not based on, it's not based on your holiness, right?
No.
But what you do with your actions, you dilute your faith.
Yes. I love that word, dilute.
That's the 30%.
Yeah.
And or that's 2%.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's very important. Even your righteousness and your holiness is in you, so to get it out. But being a doer of the word and being obedient and pure and everything has a lot to do with the effect you have at that moment of your faith. There's times when you have it just like that, and it don't matter what you've done. But to daily walk with the Lord and use your faith, because Jesus walked in the spirit of holiness.
Yeah.
The power of the spirit of holiness. Because people, you have one person say, well, it's all Jesus, and you know, you don't have anything, and you just receive it, and you're completely healed and whole, and the spirit. But then you think, well, you do have a part to play in that area, because you have to walk in purity. It's very, very important for your faith to be strong at all times.
Yeah. Without love, it's pointless.
It's just a sound.
Yeah. Without love, none of it will work right without love. You have to have, the more you love, the more you live.
And that's something you have inside you from God. It's not your love, it's God's love that comes out. And it's important that you realize the love God has for you.
Yeah.
Christians sometimes don't do that. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
God is love, and you've got to know that God loves you, no matter what you've done or when you've done it.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
And that way, that love inside you, which has been spread about in your heart, comes out and you love other people.
And it motivates you for the right reasons.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. The right reasons.
See, everybody, people.
Well, that makes it understand. Yeah. Although you can speak to a mountain, it moves, and you have faith to do anything, it's nothing without love. It's got to be the right reason.
Got to have love. Got to be the right foundation, love.
And the reason should be the love of God, because He put the love in you and He loves you, and that love goes forward to other people. So it's really not you, it's Him. You got to die to self every day. The one walk in love is to die to self, right? Probably in the natural.
You go right back to the candlestick. He's receiving oil from the two olive trees. And you're being supplied and you're giving light. It's the same thing. I learn, as I receive from the Lord, I do it to be a blessing to others, and I learn from what He's saying. Every word, He said, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
It makes it deeper. I'm the vine, you're the branches.
Yeah. And we're being supplied to be a blessing.
To walk in love.
Endless supply. But to get rid of the interference.
Endless supply.
Yeah.
We limit it.
Yeah. And when we get rid of the interference, you get rid of the...
Ooh, the interference. The sin can get rid of it.
Yeah. The sin, the old thoughts, old mindset, social thoughts. You have to... We can't do like Abraham, just leave the whole country and leave our people. And, you know, we have to stay where we are because we buy houses and we have to go to work. So we have to be around. But we can use this example and still do what He did spiritually. Instead of regarding what's being said out there in the wide world, we put our highest focus on what the Lord is saying here. And then we judge. When you receive from the Lord, you can see everything as it really is. And you know what to push away from you. It's the Lord is, this scenario has been done ever since the Lord said, let there be light. When we yield ourselves to the Lord, we become like him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you think about any person, people are, they have, they're made with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They can solve many problems. Mm-hmm. Just any person. If you, they're like a high speed computer, a real high speed computer, and there's nothing wrong with it. So when a child goes to heaven, the angels are there. They're surrounded by love. They're receiving true love so that they can receive it in their own heart, just like we do, and of their own will express it. And they become like what they're around. And anybody else, they go to heaven. But if that same child was born in this world around the rotten things of the world, they may become treacherous, because it's just like taking that high-speed computer, brand new, right out of the box, and then let somebody put viruses in it.
Mm-hmm.
The viruses are there to keep it from being functional, and it can even lock it up. With Satan's information, it's just like a virus. And some people don't fight back. They receive whatever. They eat the soup of the world. And when they speak,
mm-hmm.
their influence, their thoughts, is the soup of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And everything looks good from a certain point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get rid of the allowances and the reserves. The allowances are the thing, they're like the Canaanites that they just didn't drive out. They allowed them to stay. And then the reserves are like the Gibeonites they made a deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference between allowances and reserves, you keep the reserves on purpose. The things you didn't drive out, it will always hinder, and the allowances will too. But you'll see the dividing of the sheep and the goat, the wheat, the tares, the light and darkness, the word and the words of the world. The word is a sword. When we receive it, we become a sword. We can divide the soul and spirit, just like the word. As we grow, we'll do precisely what Jesus did, and we'll grow from glory to glory. We become a divider. Jesus said, don't think I came to bring peace but a sword. We receive his word, we become that sword. We see everything for what it is, and then the Holy Spirit will show us how to drive it out of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The old thoughts, traditions, patterns, suggestions, everything that's wrong, and receive his word. And This all comes from our love towards God and communion. And we're fully supplied by the seven spirits of God to do this. And when that happens, you're more refined, and there's nothing you can't do.
Right.
He's going to make his name great, make him be a blessing.
Yes, amen.
And start a great nation, which he did.
He's mm-hmm. talking about purpose. Yeah, I just thought. You know, if we as the church would really focus on our first purpose,
mm-hmm.
we were created to worship and love God.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything was added later.
Yeah.
So if we learn and God shows us through his spirit, that's why Holy Things is so important.
Yeah, it is.
That he is the one we acknowledge and love with all our heart, because he's given us the ability to do it through Jesus. We can love him with our heart, soul, mind, everything,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus did. And mm-hmm. so through Jesus, we can do it. And if we focus on that,
mm-hmm.
which is seek, and then seek first the kingdom of God, which is that,
mm-hmm.
and the other kingdom part, all of it will be added. We just need, the church needs mm-hmm. awakening into the true love of God.
Well, the interference is what holds us. It, that's where the struggle comes from. The persuasions of the world, you know, it's, you can focus on one thing too much and still get out of balance. A week ago, I do the daily broadcast for the website, and I said, they're starting to sound alike. I said, Lord, I need you to give me some more something else. And then Brenda walked up and said, she was excited. She said, the Lord told me to tell you, your prayer bank is low.
Oh.
I said, thank you. And I started praying in the Holy Spirit all day. And then it started being like it's supposed to be. You know, sometimes a fresh word, fresh oil, will help you to go forward. Where, you know, That's why I listen. You have to have your antennas up, because God has the Holy Spirit within you, and the Holy Spirit in others will help you make the mission. You'll make the day.
Amen.
She's a blessing. Okay, our communion. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the influence of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. All of our prosperity, it is relayed to us from our sowing. Every assignment you do causes spiritual wealth, great spiritual wealth, to come on your life. Everything you complete causes that much more spiritual wealth. And it can come back as anything that we need. Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you, canceling every plan of the enemy and driving out all darkness of the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.